Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, X. Acknowledge us, bitches. It's fucking Elimination Chamber time. What is going on? Welcome to episode 151 of the Just Too Sweet Show. You can see I'm the BDT today. I'm going to cut the big daddy down just to initials, BDT from now on. I'm going to get sued by Kevin Nash. But with me today, taking over for our fucking Popeye the Sailorman out there in the goddamn ocean somewhere, Dave. Anthony, man, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Not much, man. Happy to be here. Ready to get into some wrestling.
Wrestling? You like the wrestling? This is your first pay-per-view show, which is awesome.
It is.
I'm just sharing this out to all the pages. Give me one second. I know I hate doing this live, but for some reason, it always pops up late when we do the show. You're supposed to share it out during the opening credits. That's what they're there for. But it never works. It never works out on time. So here we go. Okay, so now we're good. All right, like I said, welcome to the show. 5 a.m., baby. 5 a.m. pay-per-view. Well, excuse me.
Nine hours.
Premium live events. I can't call it a pay-per-view anymore. I forgot. God forbid you do that.
You think they're gonna start pushing the pay-per-views over to Netflix, or you think they're gonna keep them on Peacock?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't want all this pay stuff. Acknowledge me. That's all I'm gonna say. Acknowledge me. Boss man. What's up, boss? How's everything today? Look at these two beautiful bastards. You're right. We're the cream of the crop. Better than this. Dave and his flowing locks out there fighting the faces, fucking Godzilla.
The faces of PCP live on the air.
That's right. all right. Before we jump into the action, I have SmackDown to my right. It is taped. So if you want to look at the results, you can look them up now. I got it on to my right, but no big deal. Nothing ever happens the night before the big pay-per-views anyway. It looks like a pretty good card. I'm looking forward to it. Before that, though, Ant, let's talk about The Rock. We know what happened at the famous press conference. That'll happen. But after that, when The Rock made his first appearance on TV in a while, what did he come out as?
$500
shirt. The sunglasses. He was ready to go. He was a cocky son of a bitch. Calling the audience trailer trash. Oh, my God. It was such classic Rock. It was so great. How happy are you to see The Rock come back with the $500 Versace shirt?
It brings back so many memories as me being younger, watching him come out there, especially he comes out and he's like, "That's it's a world record. Congratulations, folks." And I'm like, damn, they broke a world record. I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, I'm like, where are they? I'm like, where are they? They would have broke a record. And then he went into his bit and I was like, oh, he got me. I wasn't expecting that. But no, that's, you know, it's funny. We talked about it 2 weeks ago now. I think it was when we had the conversation about I think it's perfect for him to turn heel and so on and so forth. And we got everything we hoped for. He's not going to be in Perth, obviously, in 9 hours, but I was thrilled, ecstatic. I thought his promo was great. You could tell he hadn't done one in a while like that, but I still thought he held his own. I was very happy with it. A couple of interesting things that I wanted to bring up about the promo.
Go for it.
I felt very weird that he never acknowledges Roman. And I don't mean acknowledges in the way that Roman wants to mean it, but like he never like refers to him, talks to him, looks at him. Like it's never him and Roman like communicating, it seems like. And I feel that's kind of weird.
Maybe he did say it would have been the greatest match of all time if me and my cousin would have got it on. That's all he really said. But yeah, he pretty much took the reins of that promo though.
Yeah. No, it was great though. It was great though. I thought it was cool to see. There was some video going around on Twitter of the announcers at the table on the side listening to him, watching him, and they are just dying laughing, hearing him rip into these fans. He's gonna slap the herpes off someone's lips. Like that's him. That's Hollywood Rock. Like you said, as soon as you came out in the shirt, you kind of knew. You're like, oh, okay, maybe. And then he got on the mic.
All he needed was the tight leather pants, which he didn't have on.
I do hope they drag out this Hollywood Rock for a while, because I really want to see some interactions with him and Paul Heyman.
I'm still going to stick with my Samoan Civil War thing.
You're right still.
I'm going to start saying that he's going to cost Roman the title at WrestleMania. I think so. What do you guys?
There it is right there.
Roman, so I'm going to make sure. Yeah. Tinfoil hats. Who is this, by the way? Why is it coming up Pop Culture Pros?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I assume it's Steve, but I'm not sure.
Steve, is that you? Who the hell is that? I don't know why it's coming up Pop Culture Pros.
I have no clue. I learned how to put comments on the board, though. So that's
there you go.
learning on the fly. Yeah, I
he switched.
Yeah, it is, okay. It is Furashi. Okay. That's what I thought. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to see him switch that quick. And also it kind of goes against, if he's gonna turn on Roman at Mania, that kind of goes against all the talk about of Roman getting to the Hulk's record, because what is it, September he needs to get to the Hulk's record?
Well, I don't know what I believe yet. I don't know what I believe. Do they want to break Hulk's record, or you know? Let's say Roman loses to Cody, then Rock turns on him for for losing. You're not worthy of the fucking the high, whatever the hell they're calling it, the high chief. You're not worthy of the head of the table, that whole thing.
I do think they're in a little bit of an interesting pickle here, because like, what do you do? Do you have Cody take the belt here? And then, like, you know, we don't really get a ton of Hollywood Rock at that point, because I think if it comes, well, maybe we continue to get him. You and I had talked about would they make Roman the face, and I think that that's actually still a real possibility on the table. Roman has spent a long time now being a heel. This is the perfect feud if you're going to turn Roman back into a face to do it in. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe we do get Hollywood Rock for a while, and the Rock does turn on him. I know we talked offline about him breaking Hogan's streak. I'm like you. I know that there's a lot of things that they probably want to erase from their history. And at the end of the day, though, you can't just erase those things. Like, they still happen. These are still people that were a huge part of your company. And when it comes to Hulk Hogan, we're not here today without him. So
Hogan doesn't deserve it anyway. He doesn't deserve it. I mean, Vince, I get it. I get what you're doing. Brock, I kind of get it. Benoit, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Hogan said a bad word. Big deal. We all say bad words and stupid things when you're under stress, especially with your kids involved.
Yeah.
So I mean, all bets are off when it comes to something like that. I'm not condoning what he said. Don't jump down my throat and try to cancel me. I'm just saying, people say shit. I don't think the guy can be crucified for it.
No, and like I said, you can't erase him from history. And I don't think. And I think what was interesting and what leads me to believe that there is a real possibility that Cody is able to take the title at Mania, and they don't care as much about the Roman getting to Hogan streak, is that we saw Hogan do the intro for the Rumble that was here in St. Pete. Well, mm-hmm. I say here, it's like 2 hours from here, but that was in St. Pete. And obviously if Hogan and the WWE are on such horrible terms, there's no way WWE is bringing him back for something like that.
Exactly. That's what I thought also. So maybe they don't care about the streak, and maybe they don't care about, you know, erasing him. I don't know. I don't see why they would do it. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, part of me, and I thought about this the other day, part of me thought that maybe Roman getting to the streak was a Vince thing. And that because if you think about it, Triple H is so much more invested in the storytelling aspect of things. And I think from a storytelling aspect of things, it makes it really hard to keep a story interesting when it goes on this long. Mm-hmm. In terms of Roman still being the champ 3 years later, like it makes it hard. I mean, obviously there's been no one. He's what, third all time, right? But it's he's behind Hogan and
San Martino.
Thank you, San Martino. I don't think Triple H would either. I really don't.
Well, he's been canceled in a way. Last time Hogan came out, he got booed, and he was visibly upset by it. Which is why they don't bring him around a lot. So technically, in a way, he has been.
Yeah, I think I could see. Well, Hogan's already been inducted in the Hall of Fame. He's obviously not wrestling anymore. I think there'll be a time where they probably start to bring him back around anymore. But it is evident after he showed up at the Rumble that he's not going to get the McMahon or Lesnar treatment, where they just completely ignore him, don't talk about him, don't mention him, like, you know, and try and erase his history. It doesn't seem like they're trying to do that. So, and that's good. Like I said, whether you like the Hulk, the dumbasses in the crowd.
They listen to the crowd, unfortunately.
Yeah, but again, this would be back in a time that is pre Triple H truly having full control. We suspected for a while that Triple H has had control, but now there's no questions. There's no like maybe Vince has a little bit of pull. No, Vince is gone. It is Triple H's show.
Can come back. Anyone can come back.
Agreed completely.
Anyone especially because he didn't say, obviously he didn't say the N word. But what he said, I mean, he put down the McMahons so bad, all of them, that whole family, including Triple H, he put them down real bad. And Triple H is like, fuck it, it's business. I don't care. It's one under the bridge. You know, he doesn't care. It's about money.
And Punk's talked about that too, though, that, you know, he was younger and a little more trigger happy and a little more naive and not quite as, you know, grown and experienced and intelligent as he feels he is now. And he, you know, I don't know that he ever said he regretted doing it, but I think maybe he would have maybe gone about things differently. But like you said, it doesn't matter now. They're doing what's best for business. And one of the things I think Punk talked about a lot is the camaraderie in the locker room. And I know that we're getting behind the curtain more and more here, but, you know, he talks about that locker room is very much, you know, we're here for each other and to make a good product for everyone, involving everyone. And it feels like it's coming through really well in the storytelling lately, at least from what I've watched. Obviously I'm years behind there. There's a very large gap in my wrestling history. That's, I won't call it a blank canvas, but there's missing a lot of details there. It's not a fine tuned picture.
It's not hard to get back into. It's not hard to jump back in.
No, not at all. And I've, like I said, I've been really impressed with the storytelling. I've been really impressed with just all around. And so, yeah, no, I don't want to see them erase Hulk. Despite what anyone thinks about him, he's the reason the company is what it is today. There's no doubting that. You can say whatever you want. It's not because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Vince is a large part of it too, but without Hulk and that rocket ship that he was on there in the late 80s, early 90s, like, this is wrestling in general is not as big as it is today. Yeah. Period.
No, it's true. I agree with you. But I guess we'll have to find out what happens because, you know, anything can happen at this point, but in a good way also. It's just Punk can come back. Anyone can come back.
Yep.
Anyone. All right. One thing that happened I wanted to bring up real quick. Last week, Jey Uso fought Gunther for the Intercontinental title as the main event. What you may not know, he was supposed to win that match, beat Gunther for the fucking IC title. And at the last minute, they changed it. That's some weird hinky shit going on. I don't know why they decided to change it the last second, but what happened was Jimmy came through the crowd and put the hoodie on and rang the bell before the referee could count, end of the match. But all the backstage stuff says that initially he was supposed to beat Gunther for the IC title. And that's a little shocking to me.
I think the reason they pulled it is because I don't think they felt they were getting enough steam on a Jimmy and Jay match for Mania.
Plus, yeah, I don't think you can have a Jay and Jimmy with a title involved.
Exactly. I think it needs to be a clean slate between the two of them. Yeah,
it's got to be about them, not about the title.
Exactly. And they've both of them are on record as saying that their biggest dream in wrestling is not winning a world title. It's wrestling each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's where we're trending to. So that's really cool. WrestleMania in general, huge for the Samoan family over there. You're gonna have Roman headlining, and The Rock's gonna be involved in a way we're not sure of yet. And the Usos seems like they're gonna fight each other. And you know, I mean that's what I was thinking at least when I heard that, because I did hear the same thing you did, that they
just think why even, you know, I understand the idea of him winning then. If you know what you're going to do originally, I don't know. It just seemed a little weird to me that was even an option.
We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I think that's something that, for instance, 10, 15 years ago, that's something that happens and the crowd and the fans never hear about it. And today, with the way social media and stuff is, everyone knows about it now. which is fine. You know, it doesn't, I don't think it takes away from it at all. I do wonder what they're going to do with Gunther at Mania, because I'm not sure who he's fighting. And I assume he will be fighting someone. So that's the kind of an open.
Gunther will be world champion in 1 year. Next WrestleMania, guaranteed.
Well, if you want to get into championship predictions, I have a little predictions of myself, but let's go through the matches, because one of my predictions is tied to some of the matches that are happening here in a couple hours.
All right, let's get up the fancy little banner, and then we'll get up the fancy little picture I brought here. There we go. We're fucking moving on up in the world in this goddamn station. Here we go.
That's right.
All right, so 5 a.m., people. 5 a.m. coming up in just like 9 hours. Elimination Chamber, it's 2024. There are no particular order, so we'll run through these real quick. First match, we have Nia Jax challenging Rhea Ripley for the Women's World title. I don't think this is going to be – I mean, my prediction is very easy. I do not – I know they like to pull the old losing your hometown thing a lot, but this is different. There is no way in hell Rhea is losing. First of all, she's not losing to Nia. Two, she's not losing in Australia. So this is an easy pick for me, and I am going to say that Rhea returns that title.
I do agree. I do agree wholeheartedly. I know, like you said, I know they've pulled it several times where wrestlers lose their lose a belt or lose a match there in their home country or state or wherever. I don't envision that happening here, especially in a place like Australia where they don't get to go very often. You know, it's a little different when you're doing it in the States and someone's in their hometown, because you're going to be back there 2-3 times a year anyway. But yeah, I don't see it happening here in Perth. I think it'll be a good match. I think because I actually enjoy watching Nia in the ring.
Let's hope Nia don't hurt Rhea. That's all I'm worried about.
I don't think she will, but it'll be good.
She's a little dangerous.
There's a few of those women wrestlers that I think are a little loose in their style.
Oh, look at this. Raul the fact checker doing what he does best, giving us behind the scenes. Gunther can't fight internationally yet because of the U.S. visa becoming a U.S. citizen, so Gunther had that match on Raw. Thank you, Raul. That explains a whole bunch of shit.
And Raul,
can I tell you one thing, dude? I'm going to give you – you changed your picture. Is that a fuck you to Eric? Because you're not doing your usual pose. And I'm going to tell you, Raul, I fucking love it. I love it that you're not doing your Superman pose. I love the fact that you got a whole new thing going on. So if Eric's watching, there you go, Eric. Whole new pose just for you from Raul. But thank you, Raul. That's very interesting. That makes a whole lot of sense then.
I did not know that. I knew obviously that Gunther was in the process of getting a citizenship, but I didn't even think about that because of that he can't travel, can't wrestle internationally. So that's a very interesting point there. So now just to kind of backtrack then to that match, that match makes a lot more sense now that it was on Raw and that it did.
So my whole thing is, why, if you know you're not going to have them fight at WrestleMania for a non-title, why even entertain the thought of giving Jay the title? That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? It was supposed to happen and they pulled it at the last second.
But when's the last time Jimmy wrestled?
He wrestles every now and then.
But it's been a while, right?
Nah, his job right now is he's comedy relief right now, and he is pretty goddamn funny around that ring.
Well, he was in the Rumble. He wrestled in the Rumble. I'm the only reason I bring that up is I'm wondering if maybe there was an injury there, and maybe they thought they were going to have to pivot, but that's speculation. And I would assume that with the way everything gets out now that we would have heard about it if it was. So,
yeah, that's true, too. All right, so we're both going Rhea Ripley here, no doubt. Next up, like I said, in no particular order, we have the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Liv Morgan. Yeah, baby. What's this chick? What's her name again? Roxanne? I can't even remember her name now.
Very unprofessional here. Tiffany Stratton.
That's the one over here on the right.
Oh, Bianca Raquel Bell Rodriguez,
there.
Sorry.
Raquel Rodriguez, yeah. That's right. I knew it was Raquel something. We got Naomi. We got Becky Lynch. And this is for the women's, the right to fight at WrestleMania. And this is a hard one for me.
I don't think it's hard.
You don't think so? Who you got then? Tell me who you got.
I think it's the man. I know you don't want to hear that, but they've been kind of teasing it. They've been teasing it that her and Rhea back in the ring again together. I think that's what it is. I could be wrong.
I'm just following Triple H's footsteps, bro. That's all. I mean, boss, that's all I'm doing. Raul's with me.
Raul's with you.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of the four horsewomen. I'm tired of the four of them. Bailey included. I'm sorry. I'm just tired of them.
But if you think about it, if you think about it from a standpoint of assuming, I mean, well, here's a better question. Here's a better question. Do you think Rhea walks out of Mania still the champion, regardless of who she's facing? Because I think we're both in agreement she's going to win tonight or in a few hours.
It depends on who she's fighting.
Okay, so if you're going to put her up against someone, though, where the possibility is she'll lose, that eliminates some people on this screen right now.
I would pick Bianca.
I would agree with that. That was the name. That was the other name that I would have thought too. But they have done no lead up with her and Rhea, and they have time. Obviously, they have. They'll have what, like 6 weeks after tonight.
Yeah.
So they have time to build it, but it feels like they've kind of been.
It's definitely not Tiffany Stratton because she's too new. It's definitely not Naomi. She just got back. Rodriguez, no. Liv just got back. Also, no. Even though I prefer she won.
Just to backtrack for a second. Liv was out because of an injury suffered at the hands of Rhea, correct?
Exactly. And she's on her revenge tour.
So you could have a built-in story there. So maybe it is Liv. But I think you and I here, by just process of elimination, have at least narrowed it down half the candidate pool. So
I am going to go with Bianca, though. I'm going to stick by that. I'm going to say Bianca Belair.
I could see it. Like I said, I think the three we named, though, the Becky Lynch, Bianca, or Liv, it's got to be one of those three. And they all have – Bianca is the only one that doesn't really have a built-in story, but in terms of someone that could really hang with Rhea in terms of, like, going into that match, like, oh, Rhea could really lose this, I think Bianca probably brings that more than Becky Lynch does, in my opinion.
I do, too.
I got Bianca.
Raul, who you got, Raul? Who's the tie? You'll be the tiebreaker.
He said Becky.
Oh, you did say Becky. That's right. All right, so it's two against one. All right.
We'll see.
The women's matches are usually very interesting, too, because that chamber, like they say, is unforgiving. So I like to see how they pull that off. Now we got the men. And, again, I don't think the men too much is – going to be too much of a question, but we got Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, who's there just to do some high flying bullshit, and LA Knight. And this one,
again,
I don't think this one's going to be too much of a. I think they've been telling us who's going to win all along, unless they pull a nice swerve, which I'm a big fan of swerves, but I'm going to say Drew McIntyre walks out of this match. And he challenges Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
I don't even see
anyone else as a possibility, got to be honest with you.
I'm in full agreement. I think Randy still has some build-up to do. And honestly, if you've heard some of the stuff Randy talking off-show, it sounds like Randy's just happy to be back and is still trying to kind of get himself back into the swing of things. He's kind of admitted that he's still not quite where he should be. I think Drew makes the most sense. And I think that we're leading up to we talked about predicting titles. I think what we get here is Drew wins. Drew beats Rollins at Mania, giving Drew finally his title run outside of COVID. And we see a storyline build up with Drew and depending on how long he holds the belt, maybe it leads all the way up to a CM Punk return in a few months, where then him and Punk are fighting down the road for that title.
Well, there's a major X factor too. Damian Priest holds the Money in the Bank. Let's not forget. That's true.
I always forget about God. I swear to God, he's held that thing for like 10 years now.
He's had almost a year. You're allowed to cash it within 1 year.
So he's running out of time.
So he's running out of time. That's what I'm saying. He is running out of time.
I think we're both in agreement on Drew.
If that's a huge factor, I'm still going to say Drew. But anybody other than Drew, then Damian Priest is cashing in.
Do you think that they're going to give Priest a title run? Because I don't think they are. I think he's a cash in, and I don't think he wins.
They'll give him one of those little ones.
I don't see it. I could see him being a failed cash in.
See, now, if Drew wins at WrestleMania, I mean, if Seth wins at WrestleMania, Damian's definitely cashing in and winning. I have no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I don't think Seth walks out of Mania with the belt.
No. He had a whole year he had it.
And I think that there's a lot of talk about his contract being up here soon and him. There's speculation that he could leave. I don't see that happening, but I think he's going to probably take some time off. He's been dealing with a bevy of injuries here lately.
Oh, yeah. Well, where the hell is he going to go? He's not going to that sinking ship.
I think that Adam Copeland Edge was probably the last one we'll see jump over there.
Of the big stars. Little guys, exactly.
Of the bigger stars. The smaller ones, of course, they'll still, you know, do what they can, but
well, they got what's his name, the Japanese guy everyone's jerking off about, and they got Will Ospreay. Everyone's, dude, it's going to be a fart in the wind, just like Jay White, just like everybody else has been, a big fart in the wind. Yep. As long as you keep having the same guy book your title matches and everything, it's going to suck. Until MJF comes back, if he comes back.
I'm still thinking he's not coming back. It's been really quiet, though, which is weird.
If he shows up at WrestleMania, I will die, like literally die. I'll die.
I wonder in what capacity he would show up, though. Would he show up to help Cody?
I don't know. He has to shock me back to life, because I'd be like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. So
I could see that. I could see him showing up to help Cody. I know they had their feud in AEW there for a little bit, but
they're friends, though.
They are friends.
So in real life and storyline, he even says it on the show. He's my friend. So you know.
And I know that MJF, obviously he wants to go where the money is, but he's been very, very blunt about the fact that his dream is to be in the WWE. Yep. So,
but he says whoever has that one penny more will get the contract. So I guess we'll see. This is not a match. The Grayson Waller effect. Grayson Waller is an asshole, an interviewer, very funny, trying to be like, you know, a Piper type kind of guy with his TV show, the Waller effect. He will have Seth and Cody on. Will Rock show up? Is he in Australia? I don't know. I haven't checked Instagram today to see where he's hanging and banging at 5 a.m. So I have no idea.
He posted a note and he said he wasn't going to be there. But we know that WWE likes to play with social media now. So it would be interesting if he did pop up anyway.
R-Truth going to Austria and not Australia is fucking one of the greatest things ever.
Oh my god, that was incredible.
They didn't show him actually in Austria, but if they physically sent him to Austria just to take like pictures and videos, that would have been fucking the greatest thing ever. If they really sent him to Austria, that would have been the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It would have been incredible. I do not see any new. So as of 23 hours ago, he was posting pictures from one of the NASCAR races, the Daytona 500. So he was in Florida yesterday. That's right. When was the Daytona 500? That was last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, last weekend.
Okay, so that's what he posted. So there is no photos of him after last Sunday, according to Instagram, as of right now. So maybe.
So then we never know. We never, ever know.
It could happen. It wouldn't shock me if he showed up. I will say that.
He got his private jet. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
This is true. He's a very wealthy man. He's done very well for himself.
Very well. All right, so let's move on. We have the tag team titles, the undisputed titles, which really should be separated pretty soon. I'm hoping they do. Judgment Day, Damian Priest, Finn Balor taking on Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, which is a very odd team to come up here and get a shot at these titles out of nowhere, considering, well, then again, there really are no good tag teams. So really,
I was about to say, if you looked at that tournament, so you had Pete Dunne and Tyler Beatty, you had Kit Wilson and Elliot Prince, pretty deadly. Is that their name?
Pretty deadly, yeah.
The Latino World Order, Legado del Fantasma. You had DIY, who lost to Peter Dunne and Tyler Beatty.
Which is a shame.
You had the Creed Brothers, who I thought were fun to watch, but also probably not deserving of a title run just yet. Imperium and the New Day. So of those teams, yeah, there's not a lot there for tag teams. And I don't see how they win this match.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess we're both going to be in a quick agreement that we see the Judgment Day walking out with those, especially with Dirty Dom running around and,
yeah,
and you know, definitely going to help them win that title.
Awesome. Here, I'm gonna go Super Bowl conspiracy theory on you.
Oh Jesus!
The theme colors for Elimination Chamber are Judgment Day themed.
That's right, the Judgment Day purple.
So they're winning everything.
That's right. I agree. Hey, it works for the Super Bowl, right? Might as well.
Exactly.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the matches we got. Those chamber matches are going to be.
Oh God, that is all of them. I thought we missed one. That's all of them.
That's all of them. Those chamber matches are going to be long. Don't forget, you're going to sit in those pods until the beautiful light shines upon you to let you in, which I'm hoping, you know, they beat the crap out of each other. And, well, Logan Paul is going to have to do something stupid. Only reason he's in this match. He's
flying off of something very high and very dangerous.
Off something, into something, onto something, whatever he's going to do.
It's going to be wild.
Only reason he's there. So,
did you see him causing a fuss at the little press conference they did earlier or yesterday?
This is why we have Raul. What's the one last match we're missing, and how come it's not on WWE.com?
It's not on the wiki card either.
What do you got for us, Raul? This is why you're here, man.
We're waiting in suspense.
That's right.
Does Raul know something we don't?
He does. Yes, he's the inside scoop guy.
We had five matches. We had the two Elimination Chambers, Rhea versus Nia Jax, the Judgment Day tag team match, and the Kabuki Warriors. There's a women's tag team title match. He's right.
Acknowledge me then. Okay.
The Kabuki Warriors are facing Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Why is it not on the page?
I don't know. It's not on the page. This is kind of weird.
And also remember, we were supposed to get a Brock Lesnar what's his name match. Yeah, there it is. Women's tag team match. Acknowledge me.
Just saying.
We're supposed to get Brock Lesnar versus Dirty Dom, but we're not getting that, obviously.
All right, so we got a women's tag match then. Who? Candice LeRae and who?
Indy Hartwell.
Yeah, I'll take the tag champions to win that one.
Yep, I don't see a belt changing hands. I don't think any belts change hands in any of these matches, which would make sense, being it's a 5 a.m. pay-per-view.
5 a.m., it's all about who goes to, you know, WrestleMania. It's who gets the shot. I mean, obviously, Roman's not there. Seth's not fighting. It's like no titles are really – none of the big ones are getting defended. Glitter can't go, whatever.
So that makes the most sense.
Let's hope we have a good bloody two chamber matches. That matches the – what was the dark match? Dark match? Is that like the pre-show? Like it'll be on like 4:30? Probably. That's a 4:30 match. In case you want to get a
broadcast on the pre-show. Oh, you're right. I didn't see that. It is broadcast on the pre-show, the women's tag team. Why would they do a tag team? There's no way that belts change hands in a dark match.
In a 4:30 match? Well, it's not really dark. It's the preview, so you have to watch that at 4:30.
There's no way the belts are changing hands in that match. There's no way.
So if you want the whole experience, you got to get up at 4 to watch the pre-show for a half hour. Then they'll do the women's match. Then they go into the pay-per-view at 5, which I am so not doing.
I'm debating whether I'm going to do it or not. I'm thinking about it.
I'll get up when I get up. I'll go out and get a nice fucking bacon, egg, and cheese and on a roll, and I'll come back and I'll get my Snapple and I'll sit here and I'll watch it and then I'll be happy.
See, I'm up usually like 6:30 anyway. So part of me is just saying, why not just set an alarm and get up an hour earlier?
Well, that's true. I usually when I'm gonna have the house to myself, I you think you're gonna sleep? No.
No, I don't sleep anyway. So
crack of dawn, I'll be up. Yeah, I'll be up fucking crack of dawn doing nothing anyway. I'll probably end up watching it. Of worst comes to worst, I'll sit here, you know, in my chair and just have it on, and I'll open my eyes, look, fall back asleep, and I'll watch the whole thing later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, I would have just stayed up and watched it, but I can't do that no more.
This is the kind of thing where like at 15, 16 years old, you're like getting all your friends, because we're gonna go up fucking 5. We're gonna watch this shit.
Yep.
We're gonna get midnight pizzas and put them in the fridge and eat them at 5 a.m.
No sausage, egg, and cheese on a roll. Why not?
No, I disagree with you on that one, Raul. I'm a bacon guy. Bacon. Gotta go bacon all the way.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
And I don't want the cheese. My favorite is bacon, egg, butter, pepper on a roll. That's my favorite
one. Oh, so you don't do that? No salt. You don't do the salt, pepper, ketchup.
No, I don't need any more salt in my life. Well, I'll die.
That's fair.
Plus, there's enough salt in the bacon and the egg.
That's fair too.
So I'll do the pepper and a buttered roll.
I'll be honest with you. I don't normally like ketchup on a breakfast sandwich, but there is something when you get the bacon, egg, and cheese about putting the ketchup on it. I do like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But it's something when you come, if you come into New York, you got to get one full capacity, whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
you just got to do it.
It's part of the experience. It's a requirement.
Yes, it definitely is. First nobody. Okay. Well, what? That's pretty much it. Oh, who's that? Lucas. Lucas, that's a new name. Lucas, what's going on, man? What do you say? You guys watch
SmackDown.
Yeah, I got it on right here. I'm not really paying attention. I know it was taped. It's a week old. I haven't really been paying attention. I know Bron Breakker's on, and it's so scary. Oh my god, he's scary how big and powerful he is. He's both Steiner brothers mashed together into one awesome creature.
Looks like his dad, muscular like his uncle.
Yeah, he's like one massive beast of a human being. I hope they market him well. I really hope they
do good with it. I agree with that. I have high hopes for him long term. He is incredibly fun to watch.
Yes.
And he's just you know, it's funny. He reminds me a lot of Scott when Scott was younger, because people forget, like a lot of people just remember the WCW Scott where he was just big and bulky. Like young Scott Steiner, he was still big and bulky, but like he was athletic as fuck. That dude was a high flyer.
Dude, he did the standing Frankensteiner. How the fuck you do that?
It's not a Hurricane Rana, it's a Frankensteiner. Ask him.
That's right.
He says it all the time.
The standing Frankensteiner. You just jump up and do it. It's like, dude, that's ridiculous. That's insane.
Yeah, he is an athletic freak, and it seems like Braun is very much built like him in terms of his athletic ability. He's just a freak in there.
I need, by the way, I'd say said it. They're starting to come out with those shirts. I need the Roman Reigns New York Acknowledge Me shirt when it finally comes out.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen
is it on the shop?
I've seen three different websites so far. They don't have New York yet. When they do New York, I need it. I need it with a passion. They had like whatever the hell they've been so far since Royal Rumble. That's the only cities they have so far.
I'll be honest with you. The first time I saw the Drew McIntyre standing over the grave of CM Punk's WrestleMania dreams, I'm like, that was the first time I saw a shirt, and I'm like, I might have to buy that one. That's good.
That's a good shirt.
That's a good one. They said that was like the second or third highest selling shirt in the shop there for a while.
I have so many wrestling shirts. So many.
I used to have a closet full of them as a kid, man. It's been so long.
I have a stack that I was even trying to sell. Like I was just not going to wear them anymore. I was like, I can't even get rid of them. I have so many shirts. I have to like really pick and choose now.
Did you see Bret Hart's comments about him appearing on AEW?
No.
I don't watch AEW, so I don't know when it happened, but apparently he was on an AEW show. I don't know if he was like in the show or if he just happened to be at the show, but they were asking about him on one of his talk shows, and he's like, yeah, I was in Vegas and they asked me to come out, and so I was like, fuck it, I'm already here, why not? And I just thought the way, and so nonchalantly, and like the way he'd made it seem like it wasn't a big deal, just tells you everything you need to know about AEW right now.
It's true.
He's like, whatever.
It is true. And we had the other day, we had Sammy Guerrero almost killed Jeff Hardy.
Dude, that was brutal.
And Sammy Guevara, I really like, but he is a little, he is one of those guys that, you know, oh, I have to jump off the third story roof to do this. You don't have to do all these crazy spots. But that's the problem with Tony Khan. Oh, yeah, do it. That's good for ratings. Do that spot. Yeah, do that.
I want to jump off the top of the Superdome.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
We'll set it up. Bring somebody with you. Throw them off. Yeah, no problem. Moron. That's why
he's going to get someone killed over there.
Yep. But don't forget, they got Sasha Banks on the way. Who cares? That's not going to put asses in the seats like they said back in the day. Neither is Will Ospreay. Neither is Fuka Noma, whatever the hell his name is. He's not doing anything either.
Daisuke Matsuzaka?
The show, yes. Oh, Daisuke. Wow, that brings back a lot of goddamn bad memories.
The only reason that name, and not to change this topic, but the only name that reason sticks in my brain so much, and maybe, well, I won't say the person's name, but I have a friend of mine who used to order Chinese food all the time, and when he would order it, he would say his name was Daisuke.
Daisuke Matsuzaka. Oh, my God, it's a bad one. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the hell out of here. So you're coming up 5 a.m. If you got the sack to do it, get up and watch.
Eight hours, 18 minutes from right now.
It's not even going to be light outside. You're going to be sitting here watching fucking wrestling live from Australia. It's going to be absolutely insane. But hopefully it's a good pay-per-view, because if I get up that early to watch and it sucks, I'm going to be really upset. Even Royal Rumble, I thought, was just eh. And that's my second favorite pay-per-view of the year.
I think that had a lot to do with just everything that went on in the days leading up to that, though.
And plus, too much expectation.
I agree.
Gotta stop with the expectation. Just let it flow. Let it go where it goes.
Yeah, I agree.
So
it should be some good matches. I think both chamber matches should be decent.
They better. If you fuck up a chamber match, then just stop doing them.
I mean, I'm not crazy about the other three matches, I'll be honest with you. I mean, the Rhea one, obviously, is different.
That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. I can't wait to see the kind of pop she gets.
I'm semi-surprised they didn't let her main event that.
Yeah.
Because she's the men's chamber is the main event. She's the match before. I was a little surprised by that. Like, why not just let her main event? It's a title fight. She's in Perth. Like, come on. Like, that I almost want to see just for that. Like, I think the reaction when she comes out is going to be, it's going to remind me of when were they in Puerto Rico last year and Bad Bunny came out. I thought he got one of the better pops I think I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
Maybe not ever, but one of the best pops I've seen in a while.
Yeah. Puerto Rico was insane. They were a good crowd, which is why they're going to go back there this year.
I will say, I think they should just make that like a standardized pay-per-view. Like they just have one pay-per-view in Puerto Rico every year. Cause that crowd was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, we don't get to go out there. You know, we don't get to go out there all the time. Those crowds are in it.
Well, compare that to like when they go to Saudi Arabia, though. Those crowds are not in it at all.
because they're professional. You know, they have to be on their best behavior.
This is not a professional setting. If you're going to a WWE event, like you're not supposed to be. No. I want to see a crowd like the Puerto Rico crowd. It's like imagine if you went to a football game and the crowd was like that. Someone scores a touchdown, everyone's like, yeah, great job, guys. All right.
Oh,
no one wants to see that.
One more thing before we go. Biography Legends, they announced the most of the season so far. Sergeant Slaughter, which I think is going to be very interesting because he went through a lot of shit when he turned heel. He had death threats. So I'm really curious to see how he plays through that. Razor Ramon, Diamond Dallas Page,
DDP.
Who else was there? Roman, Bulldog, and Randy Orton are the ones that are announced so far.
That's a solid season.
It is, and the rivalry has also had a good lineup. I don't have that lineup in front of me though. British Bulldog is going to be a good one. Randy Orton is going to be a good one. Roman Reigns is going to be a good one.
I think all those are good. That's a great lineup. DDP. That's Scott Hall.
I'm looking forward to Slaughter the most. Because like I said, that's the story we haven't heard yet. And he had to have an armed security during the 90s with the Iraq thing. Where he got literal death threats. He could barely go through the South because those people they take their wrestling real.
What season is this for Rivals?
Three or four?
Three. So season three, the ones that are announced so far, there's four here that are announced. There's Triple H and The Rock.
Yep, that's this one. That's this season. Savage and Jake the Snake, right?
No. Well, I don't see it on this list. That doesn't mean it's not happening. The other three, one of them is not showing who it is, but the other ones are the Hardy Boys, the Hardys, the Dudleys, and Edge and Christian.
Yep.
And then The Miz and Daniel Bryan. Not crazy about that one.
The other one announced is Randy Savage and Jake the Snake.
That'll be good too, then. That's a decent season.
That's going to be a real good one too.
I love that Freddie Prinze is so involved in these.
And that's this week. This week they start, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Shit. The 25th. That's Sunday night. Sunday night.
Yeah. This Sunday's the first one. You're going to have Rivalries and Biography back to back. It's Randy Orton and Rock Triple H are the first two.
Yep. That's correct.
So. Watch those, and we will review them on our next episode of Justice Week, which hopefully will be Tuesday. We'll go over those. Hopefully, we'll see anything. We learned anything new, anything bad, anything good. We'll go through all that shit. I think Eric will be back by then. We will see. And you got any last words before we get the hell out of here? Because I got to go to bed, man. I'm getting up soon.
No, not much, man. Hope, like you said, if I do end up getting up early, I just hope it's worth it.
Well, hit me on the chat. We'll see if you're up. We'll drunkenly talk to each other.
If you don't get a message from me, it's because I'm snoring.
Yeah. I won't post anything unless, you know, I'm absolutely sure. Raul, are you getting up at 5 o'clock? I'm just curious to see if he's getting up at 5 o'clock. Good night, guys. Take care and enjoy the weekend. You too, sir. But I want to know if you're getting up at 5 a.m. to enjoy this wonderful pay-per-view. And I love your picture. I'm just telling you that right now. I love the picture. I'm gonna text Eric right
he's
now.
He's gotta redo it though. He's gotta have the belt like how Reigns does it.
Well, I'm gonna tell him that he's not getting up. Good for you. But I'm gonna tell Eric that you said fuck you because you changed your picture. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. 5 a.m. Image Chamber. We'll be back hopefully Tuesday with the results. We'll talk about biography, we'll talk about whatever. And I think we're going to try to jump back into our old school stuff. We left off at 96 Royal Rumble. I think we're going to try to knock that out, and we'll try something else along the way. Thank you for watching, ladies and gentlemen. Have yourselves a happy, good night. Acknowledge us.